Welcome to the Global Missions Inc. podcast. Today's episode features P.J. Matthew.
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take the following spices: 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, which is about 12.5 pounds, half as such, that is 250 shekels of about 6.25 pounds fragrant cinnamon, 250 shekels of fragrant cane or sweet calamus, 500 shekels of cassia, all according to the sanctuary shekel, and a hin, that is about 4 quarts or 3.6 kilograms of olive oil. Make these into sacred anointing oil, a fragrant blend, the work of a perfumer. It will be the sacred anointing oil. Then use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the table and all its articles, the lampstand and accessories, the altar, the incense, the altar, the burnt offering, and all its utensils, and the basin with its stand. You shall consecrate them, so they will be most holy. Whatever touches them will be holy. Anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them so they may serve as my priests. Say to Israelites, this is to be my sacred oil for the generations to come. Do not pour it on men's bodies, and do not make any oil with the same formula. It is sacred, and you are to consider it sacred. Whoever makes perfume like it, and whoever puts it on anyone other than a priest, must be cut off from his people." This was the commandment Lord gave it to Moses to anoint the high priest, who is Aaron, the first high priest. In the history of Israel, is Aaron from the tribe of Levi. Now, I quickly, briefly explain to you the nature of ingredients, why those ingredients are specified. Each has a spiritual meaning. I'm not going into details, but number one is myrrh, which is a spice, which is the fragrant raisin or gum-like substance that would exude or ooze from the myrrh shrub. There's all this myrrh and all this ingredients mentioned, they're all in Middle East. Even today you could see these plants. But the nature of myrrh is bitter. So myrrh actually means bitter. It is intriguing how myrrh, which is bitter in character, in taste, can be an ingredient in the sacred anointing oil. Praise God. The secret of myrrh, the nature of myrrh, the taste of myrrh will be dissolved as it blends with other ingredients. This is exactly a type to the body of Christ. The body of Christ is composed of many members with many kinds of people. people with many kinds of nature. But when the Holy Spirit begins to act as a perfumer, all the natures will have to give in to the act of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Mark cannot say, "Oh, I am bitter. I can't be a part of the sacred anointing oil." Praise God. I just wanted to think, apply each one to our own spiritual life. I'm not going to talk a lot about it. Jesus was also called the man of sorrows. Myrrh was one of the gifts the three wise men brought, which indicated this man is going to go through sorrow in his life, which he did. Man of sorrows, who was meek in his nature, humble in his nature. Myrrh also indicates meekness and humility. Meekness is not weakness. Although in the world that we're living in, the innovative world, industrial world, meekness has no place in there. But in the spiritual world, people of God, meekness is not weakness. Instead, meekness is strength.
Amen.
Meekness is a strength in harness for service. Meekness is the raging river no longer flowing wide and wild, but submitting to the dam. As it hits the dam, it becomes hydroelectricity, providing electricity to all. This is the result of meekness, which is also the attribute of Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now, Moses was a very humble man. Although God used him in numerous ways, but yet the Word of God says, Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, now Moses was a very humble man. Can you believe that? More humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Praise God. Second ingredient in this sacred anointing oil is called fragrant cinnamon. Cinnamon is obtained from the bark of cinnamon shrub and had a certain fragrance to it. The root meaning of the word is to stand upright. The meaning of the word cinnamon, the root meaning is stand straight, stand upright. If the fragrant cinnamon is added in the right proportion, I'm talking about the body of Christ, the body of Christ can stand up right, righteous, and in truth for God. People of God, we are made in the apothecary or the usage for pharmacy in the modern usage. In the biblical word, they always use the word apothecary. That's where all the ingredients are put together in the right proportion for the blending purpose. Now, application of the body of Christ. It is not your strength, it is not your knowledge, it is not your scholarship, it is not ability to talk. But it is for the accomplishment of the Spirit's work in the world.
Amen.
And you and I are to submit to the Holy Spirit. As Brother David Love mentioned this morning, Holy Spirit is not a cosmic force coming somewhere and going somewhere. It's a divine person in the triunity. It's a triune God. And this Holy Spirit, the divine person, lives in you and lives in me. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is standing by your side. He is also everywhere. He's inside, outside, people of God.
Amen.
And we should be aware of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
People speak of the demonic spirit trying to bother them, but they're not aware the most powerful Holy Spirit living in them, which can drive the demonic force from you.
Yes. Amen.
Are you with me, people of God?
Yes.
We may look small, like Israelites said, when they were going to explore the land, they said, we look grasshoppers before them. Because they did not believe in their Almighty God who helped them to cross the Red Sea. Provided water from the rock. Glory to God. Provided manna from heaven for 40 years. All the way until they entered the promised land. It is nothing short of a miracle, people of God. And the same God is present today in the person of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you believe that this evening? Praise God. And the third ingredient is calamus. The name is pretty unfamiliar today. We don't hear that much. I tried to research a little bit. It is called as C-A-N-E-K. It's also a plant with sweet fragrance. It has an aromatic fragrance, and it is so how it is all instructed. It's knotted stalk is cut. The stalk is cut and dried and reduced to powder. It forms an ingredient in the most precious perfumes. You see how each plant or shrub I was talking about has to go through a process to become the holy ingredient of the sacred anointing oil. People of God, you and I have to go through this process.
Amen.
Being cut, being dried, being powdered, being pulverized in order to become a part of the sacred anointing oil.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the sweet calamus is also compared to a reed. A slender reed, which looks like no strength. When the wind blows, this reed will blow accordingly. It has no strength. But yet, the reed has a strength to bear its fruit. I always wondered, even though it's so slender, so tiny, but it has the strength to bear its fruit. No matter how strong is the wind, it will not lose its fruit. It still holds on to it. God has given a strength in such a way that slender plant can hold on its fruit. Of course, unless a tornado or something like that. But naturally speaking, God-given strength is in it. So also people of God, those who are filled by the Holy Spirit, we need a refreshing of the Holy Spirit again. We need a visitation of the Holy Spirit again in our life.
Amen.
So that we can stand strong against the wind, against the tornadoes that's come across in our life. Holy Spirit is the one can strengthen the reed form of our life. Praise God. John the Baptist was called as reed shaken. But Herod, the king of Judea, was so afraid of him because he struck terror at his heart when he pointed out his sinful life. You know, that is the power-filled person's life. Don't underestimate yourself, people of God. None of you should underestimate yourself, because you have a powerful Holy Spirit filled factor in your life. Don't you ever think that you will implore somehow. It will not happen, because the power of the Holy Spirit, nobody can implore it. It is mightier than anything that you can imagine, people of God. Oh, hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Now the final is cassia. It's also the bark of a shrub. And this cassia stands for cleansing. I need cleansing. As we sang today, take thou my heart, cleanse every part.
Yeah.
I need that. Glory to God. You young people, I'm not pointing at you. We all need the cleansing each day of our lives. The times that you're living in is much different than that we have lived. God help you that this Holy Spirit will be in you. You'll be anointed by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, that's the immunity against the temptations of the world. When you're filled by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit protects you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. This evening I pray, somehow the brethren are in agreement, I pray that we will pray for the Holy Spirit, for the people of God. I need it. We all need it.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God. When this ingredient, cassia, was applied to this blend, praise God. It begins to cleanse the person. As you are going through the cleansing, you will also feel bowing down at His feet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. When those carnal nature is cleansed from you, the next step that you will feel, Lord, what I want to do now, I want to come to you.
Yeah.
And I want to lay my life before you.
Amen.
I want to bow down. to God. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 and 29. The writer of the Hebrews records this way. This is a beautiful writing. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, not the kingdom of what Brother Kelvin mentioned this morning, Alexander's kingdom from Greece to all the way to India. We are going to receive a kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. God's kingdom. Who Jesus will be. He is already the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you and I are going to be the priests. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you preparing for that kingdom, people of God?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Has already been mentioned today. We don't know how it's all going to work. It is going to be a theocracy where Jesus himself is the ruler. And you and I are going to be with him, reigning with him.
Amen.
But how the details we don't know, but that is the hope. Apostle Paul said it almost 2,000 years ago. Because we are receiving this kingdom, which cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. Let us be thankful that you and I are going to inherit that kingdom.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. This is very serious. Worship God acceptably because you're anticipating a spiritual kingdom which will be ushered onto this planet Earth that we are living.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Acceptably, with reverence and awe. For our God is consuming fire.
Yeah, amen.
Glory to God. It is not striking terror in your hearts. It's only creating appeal to be reverent. A holy fear about the approaching kingdom, people of God. Oh, glory to God. When John the Baptist said, repent, the kingdom of God is nigh. Herod trembled. What kind of a kingdom is talking about? Even the Romans are upset with such wordings. Praise God, people of God. You and I are anticipating a kingdom which will stand forever and ever.
Amen.
And you and I are going to be the citizens of that kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Finally, the final ingredient of sacred oil is olive oil. Praise God.
Amen.
Olive oil is compared to the Holy Spirit, as we all know. In order to become the holy anointing oil, the olive oil has to blend with the other ingredients. Olive oil cannot claim its superiority, saying that, look, you're all from wild shrubs, but I am from really olive tree. That doesn't happen. You want to be part of a sacred oil? You have to yield your superiority.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 27, 20. You shall charge the sons of Israel that they bring you clear oil, beaten olives for the light to make a lamp burn continually. Do you know how the olive oil is made? Olive oil is made out of beating the ripe olive seeds. Literally, the young priests, that's their job. They have to beat it with whatever instrument or tool. They have to beat it, and this is how it is done. When, after beating, pure olive oil is made from unripe fruit. The olives were gently pounded in a mortar, and the pulp poured into a strainer, allowing the liquid to drain into a container beneath in order for the pure olive oil to be strained down. The beaten oil would float to the top and was skimmed off. The olives must be crushed. This olive has to lose its identity.
That's right.
Yes. It has to be crushed in such a way it will not be destroyed. This is how the Holy Spirit acts in us. You know, sometimes you wish this should not have happened to me. I've been crushed. I've been really pounded so hard. But I want to tell you, each pounding, the one who pounds knows it, the weight of the beating. He knows it is not to destroy you, but to make you useful. More useful than you think of yourself. Think of a green olive, unripe fruit with its skin. It can think all that it wants. But until it is crushed, until it is pounded, it cannot be used for the clear oil for the lamp, which has to burn continually 24 hours in the lampstand. Oh, glory to God, people of God, the experience that you go through, the troubles that you go through, the hardships that you go through, I want to tell you tonight, God sees every step of your struggle.
Amen.
He determines how much you can bear it. And that's when the pure oil comes out of you, which can be used for the lampstand.
Amen.
Glory to God. And that oil, it should be always there in the lampstand, and the priests have to, especially young priests, have to refill it every time that the oil will not end. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to quickly close here. Now, the this is the Old Testament. I would like to go back to Brother Robert's exhortation, not thou for and here. Psalms 133. Psalmist just describes so beautifully that all this anointing oil is made. 133 Psalms. A song of ascents of David. This is how he writes it. Can you believe it? Went through so many translations. But yet, the spiritual meaning remains untarnished. The meaning still is the same. I'm surprised how nobody could really meddle with the meaning of the Word of God, even though it's been through so many translations. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it the work of God?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Let me read the Psalm real quick. Now, think about this anointing oil. I'm out of details. Now, let's assume that the anointing oil is made using all these ingredients. Before that, it was just ingredients. Just olive oil. Okay? Now, all these ingredients in the right proportion, nothing more, nothing less. According to the pattern shown to Moses. And it is all done. It was blended with olive oil. And even the olive oil had to go through the process. And then it is added, praise God, in the apothecary of God, on the pharmacy of God, glory to God, the Holy Spirit finishes the blending work. Not you and me. We are only a part of the sacred oil, people of God, and allow the Holy Spirit to finish the blending work, the mixing work. Oh, glory to God. Now, assume that the anointing oil is made. And David writes so beautifully, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Now, in the sacred anointing oil, Moira cannot complain, I'm bitter. Cinnamon cannot pride itself saying, I'm sweet. Olive oil cannot say, I'm more useful. It's all together in perfect unity. Hallelujah. It is together called as sacred anointing oil. This is how, people of God, when the Holy Spirit blends the body of Christ, it is nothing less, nothing more than the body of Christ. And you and I are the participants. You and I are the parts of that body of Christ. It stands for unity. And this is, I like it. Look at the simile used here. He's imagining it. It's like precious oil, with the sacred oil, poured on the head. Can you just imagine that? Poured on the head. Running down on the beard. Running down on Aaron's beard. Down the collar of his robes. Just imagine that, please. In your train of thoughts, I would like you to think along those lines as if Aaron is standing here and you're witnessing that Holy Spirit, that holy anointing oil is being poured upon his head. Hallelujah. As the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there is that the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore. This is how the whole anointing oil is poured on Aaron, the first high priest God gave to Israelites. Just want to think about this. When this anointing is done on Aaron, praise God, Aaron is no longer just a priest of the Levite tribe. He's separated from the people and he stands as the high priest, standing in the gap between God and the people. What a change. What a change, people of God. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, real quick. Hallelujah. Let me read that to you. 2:9, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. That in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Apostle Peter writes, now you are a chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. A people belonging to God. This exactly when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, when you accept the Lord Jesus into your life, you become his people. A holy nation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Chosen generation. Royal priesthood. Praise God. If Aaron was high priest, you and I have become royal priesthood through Jesus Christ. Are you with me, people of God?
Amen.
This evening, glory to God. Tonight, I'm going to close with Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament, how this happened. If it happened only to Aaron in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, read with me Acts Apostles chapter 2, which was read before, I think. Glory to God. This is exactly what happened. The fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. Glory to God. People, as I read this scripture, which you have been paying a lot of attention, but this time, I really wanted to pay all the attention to this. And tonight, if God willing, we're going to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the day of Pentecost came, Pentecost means 50th day, that is, Jesus ascended to heaven, 50th day. They were all together in one place, just like us. Suddenly, Luke writes this, okay? Luke was a Gentile. He was not a Jewish person. He was a doctor. But Yet the Holy Spirit prompted him to write this. Just think about it. Suddenly, apparently he was there too, like the blowing of a violent wind, came from heaven. Came from heaven.
Yes.
Glory to God. Not from some other planet.
Hallelujah.
Not some other geographical area, but it came from heaven.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And filled the whole house where they were sitting. It filled the whole house. How did they see that? They felt it.
Yes.
As Brother Marcus opened the meeting today, he said this evening, we feel the presence of God as he walked into this place. People, you ought to see. We walk not by sight, but walk by faith.
Amen.
Glory to God. Tonight, I see the Holy Spirit in our midst. I see His holy presence in our midst, people of God. I wanted to see that. I wanted to believe that. I wanted to experience that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I wanted to be filled. Jesus stood on that day, on the seventh feast, tabernacle, feast of tabernacle, on the seventh day, seventh month, the last day of the feast, in the corner somewhere, when everybody was celebrating the feast of tabernacles, he said on the last day, let him come unto me, those who are thirsty. Let me read that. John chapter 7, I would like to read exactly what it is. John chapter 7, verse 37. Oh, praise God. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, in a loud voice. Every word is important there. Why in a loud voice? Because celebration is going on. Everybody is enjoying the Feast of Tabernacles. But Jesus, I assume, stood in a corner. He raised his voice. He wanted the people to know this is not the real joy. This is not the real Spirit, but the real Holy Spirit. He's going to say this. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. It is available to you tonight. If you come to him thirsty, praise God. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry for the Lord. Are you?
Yes.
Are you, people of
Amen.
God?
Yes.
Please, don't feel complacent. Don't think I'm okay. Nobody is okay. We need His touch tonight. I need His touch tonight. Very much so. Very much so. I am thirsty for God. Tonight, if you're thirsty for God, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, that is Jesus Christ, as Scripture says, the streams of living water, praise God, which is the Holy Spirit, the streams of living water will flow from within Him. Glory to God. People, when you believe in Him, He causes the river to originate in you. Not just be there, but it begins to flow. Glory, that is the theme on Sunday, Brother Robert was saying, flow! We need the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Brother, sister, when you are touched by the Holy Spirit, I am touched too. Oh, praise God. Praise God. As I read in the beginning, whatever the sacred anointing oil touches, it becomes holy. The power of the Holy Spirit to cleanse you, to make you holy. Let not anyone say that you are a sinner, you are an unholy person, you're worth nothing. No, the Holy Spirit tonight is declaring that He is making you holy.
Amen.
Allow that to happen in your life.
Amen.
Let not things of the past bother you. You know, I did some stupid things in the past, and whether I am quite sure or not, let it not even come to my mind, people of God, because it is out of the door as you walked in. Because Holy Spirit is taking control of your life.
Amen.
So tonight, I'm going to close this with one Acts of Apostle. What happened as the Holy Spirit came, it sat on their head as tongues of fire. These are all some, it is not literally fire, but it is at the way. You know, some of the writings, they could not get the words. Whatever they came up, the best thing out of the Holy Spirit, they wrote it. Let us not try to interpret what it is. You know, this and that. No, people of God, whatever the Word of God says is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You have to believe that. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Glory to God. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. Oh, on each of them. We don't know how many people were there, but if you read the whole thing, at least from 16 countries of the Roman Empire had come to Jerusalem to observe the feast of Pentecost. Each one heard the speaking in tongues in their own language.
Yes, amen.
They're not blabbering something, you know. They're literally speaking in a language. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, 14, you will read exactly the advantage of speaking in the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise God. People of God, this is not for the flesh. Holy anointing oil is not for the flesh, but to the Spirit. I just want to pray. We have to submit to God tonight. Especially my heart goes out to young people. I love young people so much. Because I have been a teacher for so long. My heart goes out to them. I also stand like a spiritual father to them. That they will be filled by the Holy Spirit. I was filled by the Holy Spirit when I was 16 years old. As I told you, that power within me has not left yet. It is still there. Glory to God.
If you would like more information about the moving of God's Spirit or resources for your spiritual life, please visit our website at www.globalmissionsinc.org.